Intervju Radija Študent.
Mulatu Astatke. Pozdravljeni v terminu za RŠ Intervju, v katerem poslušamo pogovor z očetom Ithio Jazza, Mulatujem Astatkejem, ki v petek nastopi na letošnji drugi godbi. Gospoda Astatkeja smo ujeli pred njegovim koncertom v Londonu in z njim spregovorili o njegovi novi plošči Sketches of Ethiopia, ki jo bo predstavil tudi v Ljubljani, glasbeni oziroma kulturni izmenjavi med Zahodom in Etiopijo ter o njegovih najljubših etiopijskih glasbenikih. Najprej bomo s plošče Sketches of Ethiopia slišali skladbo Hager Ficker, potem pa sledi intervju. Thank you.
You know, this is a protocol I'm not used to when I'm interviewing pop, or I'm used to when I'm interviewing pop stars, and you're a jazz musician. So how do you handle your popularity in the past 10 years or so?
Well, you know, it's so great. You know, I think it's so far so good. And I think this, if your jazz music really getting big in the whole of the world, and it's so nice, and I'm having a lot of audiences to this music, and I'm really glad and happy. Like, I've it took me about 40 years. If your jazz was created about 40 years ago in New York, now it's really getting very big and very great, and it's also been recognized by the Berklee College of Music in Boston. Mm-hmm. Which I'm the first African in 1958, and also I'm the first African to get a PhD from Berklee School.
You're at the moment in London. Are you there just for the concerts, or do you perhaps live there again?
So I'm here, you know, I have another concert. I'm arrived today in London, mm-hmm. and tomorrow I'll be traveling to Belgium, and then from Belgium I'll be back to London. Then I'll be traveling to Istanbul, have a concert. Then after Istanbul, then I come to your place.
Right. You know, when you're on tours, you obviously don't have time to see any other people play live, any other bands. But maybe on your free time, when you're not touring and you're maybe visit United States or Europe, do you get chance to see any maybe younger bands play live?
You mean like my music or somebody else?
No, somebody else.
You mean I'm talking about another band?
No, I mean if you saw maybe recently any good band that you really enjoyed.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, in fact, I was in Kenya, in Nairobi, about 3 days ago. Uh-huh. And I have this a beautiful project called the East African Fusion. And I just happened to meet really fantastic musicians, and I did a beautiful fusion between the Kenyan traditional musical instruments to jazz and the African instruments. So I really love the musician and the Eastern Africa. It's something what I did not expect. In fact, I found a very excellent and nice a guitar player in Nairobi. So I really enjoyed it. And mm-hmm. I think it was so nice for my music from Eastern Africa.
Mm-hmm. You played in Ljubljana, Slovenia, 3 years ago. And I think, you know, it's safe to say that we were all charmed in the audience. Are you still playing with the same musicians now?
Well, you know, in fact, there is a new CD coming out. It's called Sketch of Ethiopia. Mm-hmm. So we have new members, and as well as music from the past as well. Uh-huh. So it's not the same. I think it's a little bit changed now. And mm-hmm. Different musicians, some of them also, but it's a good band. Really, mm-hmm. it's nice.
You know, what I was particularly surprised with, because I haven't seen you play live before, is that even though you played the songs we all knew, there seemed to be a lot of space for, at least what it seemed like, improvised moments, which added a lot, you know, in my opinion, to the whole live experience. Is that perhaps something you encourage people you play with to do? How open you are you towards the ideas they might have?
Well, you know, I mean, this is the music we call the Ethiopian jazz music. Mm-hmm. It has a different approach, different chord approaches, and also use different modes. Mm-hmm. Usually Ethiopian music are based on four different modes and only five notes. So that really makes it very interesting and very different. And sometimes I think the musician free, but when I say free, it has to be around that Ethiopian mode, so like they don't really go far away out from that mode. So that's what it makes it so interesting and beautiful, this music. Of course, I have great musicians in the band, mm-hmm. great improvisers, and a great musician in general. So I think it's okay. I think we sound really great.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned you are now playing with the musicians. You recorded album Sketches of Ethiopia with. Do they have any input, you know, when you record the album? Do they have any input of their own?
I think one or two have their own records. I think three guys have their own CDs, I think. You know, they have done a few records. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how much this music has been known all over the world. And but, you know, they do recording sometimes, of course.
Mm-hmm. You used a wide range of local Ethiopian instruments on this album. You know, most Westerns aren't familiar with, and it seems almost as if you are more interested in the rich cultural, musical Ethiopian heritage nowadays that you were back in the 60s. This musical exploring is probably an important part of what keeps you going.
You mean how important is the music? Well, you know.
No. I mean that you are incorporating this Ethiopian musical heritage because...
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting. Ethiopia is culturally a very rich country.
Yes.
It's been a very good example. This cultural esteem has been used on that city especially. There are a musical instrument which has been created centuries and centuries ago. So what we try to use, there is a washing, we call a washing, which is very, have similar sounds like a flute. And I use imbiras, which is have a technical way of playing, which is called an African piano.
Mm-hmm.
And I use an instrument called the kraal, which can resembles like the banjos, this kind of thing. So, you know, we're trying to prove and also to show the African contribution to the development of world music and also the inspiration they gave to develop what you call the present musical instruments. So we have an instrument which sounds like a saxophone with a bamboo. And we have a beautiful instrument called bagana, which resembles a lot of sounds of the present bass players they use. So also this CD is not only entertaining, but it's also very educational, which we're trying to show the contribution
mm-hmm.
of Africa, also contribution of Ethiopia mm-hmm. to the development of modern musical instruments.
Right. Are you still discovering these new instruments or instruments you aren't familiar with nowadays?
Yeah, there are quite plenty musical instruments we have, which is beautiful. And I hope like it will be featured on my next CD, definitely.
Oh, that is excellent news.
Very interesting. I do a lot of research on musical instruments.
Mm-hmm. You know, in the past, you and your fellow Ethiopian musicians who had the chance studied music in the United States and the United Kingdom. And of course, at that time, Westerns would go to African countries as well and learn music from there. But obviously, there are many more that are going to Africa nowadays. I know that it became really big, you know, for Western musicians to go to African countries and learn from the local musicians. Do you think there might be a danger for from the part of young African musicians that they could maybe lost touch with their heritage?
No, there won't be no dangers. I mean, I think Africa is open for everybody who wants to do any such work, which I think they should, because as I said earlier to you, we have contributed so much to the world of modern music, not only musical instruments, also to the dancing,
mm-hmm.
and also different styles. And most of these things are not properly known to the world of African contribution
mm-hmm.
to the modern music. So I suggest, and I think, most people who love music should come over and explore music in Ethiopia, in Africa as well. Because those people in the bushes, which I call the scientists in music,
mm-hmm.
have created so much fantastic musical instruments, which mostly most the world doesn't know so much. So I think it wouldn't be in Los Angeles. I think it would be so lovely for music lovers to come. And maybe if you know, you can take like John Coltrane has been in India for many years exploring music. So I suggest most of the young musicians to come over and to go around, come to Ethiopia, which is one of the very richest country culturally in Africa. So I suggest you should come and check it out.
Yes, definitely. Many are already checking it out. You know, it's really interesting.
That would be nice.
It's really interesting for Western musicians, but maybe what about Ethiopian younger musicians? Do you see any danger that might get too influenced by the Western music because of this exchange?
No, because, you know, it's music is what you learn from each other.
Mm-hmm.
So you take what you think is right for you, you don't take what you think is not right. So the main thing is to be together, to explore together, and develop together. That's what I believe in.
Very nicely put. You know, your music became widely known through Jim Jarmusch and Broken Flowers movie, and I'm surprised that your music was rarely used in films after that. Do you still get maybe any requests for filmmakers to use your music?
Oh yeah, now in fact I was in Ireland about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote beautiful music for a film called Dare to be Wild.
Uh-huh.
There are great actors on it. I think they are editing in Hollywood now. Maybe should be out in end of April, of May, uh-huh. Sometimes in March it should be out. But beautiful music, beautiful great actors. There are about 4 top singers, Academy winners on this film. And I love working with it. It's not only that, I also work for another film called The Runners by a British producer.
Mm-hmm.
So, I write for different films and it's very good now.
Mm-hmm. So you recorded this music specifically for the movies?
Yeah.
Oh, that is excellent news.
Especially the Irish one is very good.
Mm-hmm. If we go back to Ljubljana, as we mentioned, it's been 3 years since your first concert here. And as we mentioned, you recorded a new album in between Sketches of Ethiopia, and also you received the honorary doctorate from Berklee College of Music. Were those the two most important highlights for you in these past 3 years?
No, well, it's not only that, but I lectures also. I've been lecturing in different places. Like I was the Royal Albert Hall in London.
Uh-huh.
I was lecturing for the National Geographic about my research work about this. And of course, I've been playing all the top stages in the world. I was in Japan now. I was playing for the Fuji Film, which there were about 120,000 people. And I played a lot of places in this world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So those things is one of those projects which makes it popular,
mm-hmm.
not the least and the only, because I play a lot of places, I lecture, and do a lot of performance, and I teach in different places. So it's, I'm all around.
Yeah, it's, you're still...
It's very fantastic, yeah.
You're still very busy, maybe more than before. So maybe just one last question. Can you recommend to our listeners some new young Ethiopian musicians we should get familiar with?
Which other Ethiopian musicians?
Maybe some that really got you inspired or that you really like.
Well, there are plenty of great musicians, but there is one guy called Jorga, mm-hmm. but usually is out in and out from Ethiopia. He's a good musician, but generally, what I respect, which I've been listening a lot, is the people which we call people from the bush people, the bush guys who created all this instrument for us, for Ethiopia. The marching call, the washing, or the bagana, all are my heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And there are another very interesting tribes who play a diminishing scales in southern of Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm.
There are 2 types of diminishing scales we use for jazz, but they play 1 type of diminishing. So, I don't know, maybe they could be before Charlie Parker or they could be before Debussy. Mm-hmm. So those are my heroes, children of Ethiopia, the tribes they called the Derashes, and use their works also in the speech of Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm. So that is excellent.
So I listen to the Bush people, my friend, a lot now.
Excellent.
They are my friends.
We introduced Begana music to our listeners as well. We are really big fans of that, especially solo Begana music. It's really nice. So it's definitely a lot to explore in Ethiopia.
A lot, plenty, I tell you, plenty.
Yes, excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you, Mr. Rastake. Bye-bye.
I hope I'll see you. You come over when I come, okay?
Thank you.
Ustvarjalne vneme mulatuju Astatkiju ne manjka. Kako se na odru znajde svojo novo zasedbo pa, torej lahko preverite v petek, ko v okviru letošnje druge godbe nastopi v kinu Šiška. Intervju je pripravil Goran Kompoš.
Intervju Radija Študent.